Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's the 14th of April, 2025. I want to talk today about being accountable. Now, who should you be accountable to? So let's assume that you are the owner of the business. And one of the reasons that you started the business in the first place is to do things your own way. I find that many business owners, not just MSPs, but all business owners, including myself actually, we start the business in order to gain a level of control. We want control over what work we do, who we do it for, how it's done, and of course, along the way, we want to gain control of our income, we want to gain control of our working environment, we want to gain control of our hours. And if you've been in business for a while, and this is my 20th year in business for myself, then you kind of get used to that level of control, don't you? You get used to being the final buck, right? To being not accountable to anyone. And I had a boss for the first 13 years of my career when I worked in newspapers and radio and a couple of other businesses. I had a boss. And I enjoy not having a boss even more. However, I found a number of years ago that I missed accountability. Because the thing is, when you've got a boss, that you have to be accountable to that person. So you agree some stuff that you're going to do, and you agree how you're going to do it, and then you go and do it. And you've got that boss to be accountable to. But when it's you, and just you, and even if you've got a team, right? If you don't do the things you say you're going to do, you might feel bad about them, but no one ever fires you. In fact, you and I, we're kind of as unfireable as it gets, right? As long as we've got clients giving us money and we can pay our bills and ultimately pay ourselves a wage, we're kind of unfireable. And that's an issue, I think, because that loss of accountability, it's massive. You know, the feeling of wanting to do something so we don't let down other people is huge. Do not underestimate this. It's why if you want to go to the gym regularly or just start doing anything on a regular basis, it's always easier to do that with a buddy. Like going to the gym on your own is great the first day you go, not so great the second day, painful the third day, and then you don't go for the rest of your year-long gym membership. But if you go with a buddy, then it still gets worse over time, but you don't want to let your buddy down. And what's really cool is your buddy goes because they don't want to let you down. And people who train or go to a club or a gym with a buddy are much more likely to do it because they have accountability. So here's an idea. And this is something I've been doing in my business for years, and it's painful, but it's also incredibly powerful. What if you were accountable to your team? So you're not accountable up, but you're accountable kind of down, I guess. I mean, we all have flat structures these days, don't we, really? But you're accountable to the people that you're working with. So when you say you're going to get something done, you give it a deadline and you say to a specific person, I will get this done by this date and I'll get it to you by then. And you look them in the eyes, either in real life or through a Zoom call, a video call or something, and you tell them, I'm going to get this done by this date and I'll get that over to you. And that's you being accountable to them. And I do this with, it's about 4 or 5 members of my team that I work with closely. And we work on development projects. So it could be stuff for you, for within the MSP Marketing Edge, or it could be a change to our functionality or something. But each of those people, I look them in the eye very deliberately on the video call and I say, I will do this by that date. And I then feel that I don't want to let them down. And in a way, I'm forcing myself to do these tasks. Because often they're tasks that, it's not that I don't want to do them, it's just getting started and doing them well. You know, if I've got to write something, let's say I've got to write a new book or a new guide or something like that, you know, I have to trick myself into getting, I've been doing it for a long time, I have to trick myself into getting started. And once I'm started, I'm fine to get going with it. But actually, it's very easy to find other things to do on a day-to-day basis and put off something important, but not if there's a risk of me letting down a member of my team. So there's the challenge to you. Could you and should you be accountable to members of your own team? I'd love to know what you think about this. You can either drop me an email, hello@mspmarketingedge.com, or of course, our members only Facebook group is a great place to talk about stuff like this. So just before we finish, a reminder that we have my drop-in marketing clinic again this week. It's most Tuesdays and Thursdays, most weeks of the year. It's about 48 weeks of the year that we run it. And you can find the details in the portal. Just go to portal.mspmarketingedge.com/clinic. I'll see you next Monday and have a very profitable week in your MSP.